This is Dave Gloetz of MrRadio.org. I'm speaking with Ben Jarofsky, who writes a weekly column for the Chicago Reader called The Works. Ben's column on November 29th, 2007, is titled The Madigan Effect, and he's here with me today to tell the rest of the story. In your article, you question the fairness of the property tax appeal process. Mm-hmm. One of the things I'm not clear on is the various ways people can make an appeal. For example, in your article, you say that there are lawyers who come before the Cook County Board of Review. Can anyone make an appeal in person?
Yeah, everybody.
I just thought you'd deliver your appeal to the front desk. Can I go and make a presentation?
Yes, absolutely.
How do you do that?
You fill out an application form and you go down and make your case. And then
they schedule?
Yeah, there's routine hearings, regular hearings. For ordinary taxpayers, it's sort of a conveyor belt. You know, you're one of many and you're making your appeal to a commissioner. You could throw yourself at the mercy of the commissioner. You can fall on your knees and say, Commissioner,
your re-election campaign taking contributions?
Here's how one hand is linked with the other in our political system. The Board of Review consists of three elected officials, and they're all Democrats, and they all have good relationships with the local alderman, and occasionally they have what they call seminars with the local alderman. And what that means is they show up in the wards at a meeting convened by the alderman, and anybody who wants to can show up, fill out an application form asking for a review. The alderman collects it, and the alderman personally hands it over to the commissioner. Now, I've not done the study, but I will bet you that those applications are treated with a lot more deference than the application of the ordinary citizen who just wanders in on his own. In other words, it's a political favor.
But it sounds fairly accessible to the average person.
Absolutely.
Provided you know that the meeting is going to happen.
You have to know that the meeting is going, and you also end up feeling a bit of accountability to your local alderman. So it's how one hand is linked to the other. It's how aldermen trade favors with other politicians and how constituents become dependent on their aldermen for a break in the taxes that the alderman, of course, is raising all the time, particularly with the TIFs. So it's a complicated, convoluted system that seems, whether intended or not, to protect the incumbency of incumbents. And I got to believe that it's just not a coincidence that it's so successful at protecting the incumbency of incumbents.
Let's go back to the appeal sessions that the Board of Review has. Are those open to the public?
Yeah, anybody. It's open to anybody. You could go in, you could sit down, you could watch, you can make your own appeal, you can hire a lawyer to handle it for you.
Yeah. So if you wanted to learn how the process works, you could go and watch how it's working.
You could go in and watch.
What's the easiest way to find out when they happen?
Either call the Board of Review or look on their website. That's one of those open secrets. It's how much knowledge people have about how their system works.
Right.
And the system works best for people who know how it works.
Right.
And so, as I said in my article, you either play or get played.
Right.
And that's how our tax system works in Cook County. As my article points out, the Hancock people laid out an argument as to why they can't afford the tax bill they're getting, why their assessment that the assessor determined for them is unfair. Everybody feels that way. You know, I mean, they're not alone. Most people feel that they can't afford their tax bill. But the Hancock people just are savvy enough to know what to do about it.
This has happened to me recently and I'll make this analogy to my telephone bill. The company that I get my telephone service from lowered the cost for a particular service that I have significantly. It was actually my internet service.
Okay.
And it was $50 a month, and they now offered us at $20 a month, but they didn't tell me that I could get it for that. I read it in the newspaper. And I called up and I said, hey, can I get this for $20? And they said, well, yeah. So it seems to me that the tax system is the same way. If you're smart enough to know that there is this process that you just described where you can make an appeal to the Board of Review and they buy your appeal, then they'll say, okay, yeah, we'll charge you less now because you asked us to charge you less. So my question is, do you think that the assessor's office and or the Board of Review should make this a proactive process? Because right now, they're reacting to people appealing after the assessment comes out. Do you think that perhaps they should be looking at properties more carefully so that the information that comes to them through the appeal is actually information they already know and say, you know what, we really shouldn't be taxing this. We shouldn't be assessing this property at this rate because this information is available.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that?
My attitude toward property taxes and where we should go with them is sort of evolving. I sort of believe that we should head toward what I consider acquisition-based property taxes. And what does that mean? That means your property taxes should be determined by how much your building was worth when you bought it, because that's a more accurate measure of your ability to pay the taxes. So if you bought your building for $100,000 20 years ago, that's all it could be assessed now for the purpose of taxes.
In other words, the property tax would not rise with the value of your property.
That's correct.
It would be based only on the price at which you bought the house. And then under your proposed system, would the taxes still be paid each year?
Yes, you'd pay the taxes each year.
They just wouldn't go up.
Okay. The other way to raise taxes is raise the tax rate. And that's where more deceit, big surprise, deceit comes in. Mayor Daley and County President Stroger and all the other officials like to brag that they're keeping the tax rate low. They're lowering it. Well, they can lower the tax rate because the rising assessment does the heavy lifting for them. So if assessments are frozen, or if they can't depend on assessments to rise because we're going to acquisition-based assessment, then they have to raise the tax rate if they want more money. And then they have to go to the taxpayers and say, this is why we're raising the tax rate. This is what we intend to do. It's all about being honest. And of course, the big problem, as we talked about before, is that we're far too dependent on the property tax to fund government.
Commissioner Berrios, when you asked him whether it's justifiable that the Hancock Building's assessment would go down, the Hancock Building, as you put it, sort of the linchpin of the Magnificent Mile, and he called it an overly vacant white elephant. But you read constantly in the popular press, in the Chicago press in particular, that the downtown of Chicago is booming. So do you see a contradiction in those
Absolutely.
Two perspectives?
Absolutely. You're getting one of my favorite topics now, and it's a topic I've written about. When it comes to commercial real estate downtown, when the city wants to boost its image, and the papers play along with this, they portray this renaissance that's happening downtown as new development comes on, and the city is just a wondrous thing led by this vigorous, intelligent super mayor. When it comes to paying the taxes, the people who own this beautiful, wonderful downtown have a different strategy. They don't want to pay a tax on an area that's booming. They want to pay a tax on an area that's not doing well. Why? Because if the area is booming, their assessment will be higher. The higher their assessment, the more they pay in taxes. So what they do, while on the front pages of the newspaper, our citizens are led to believe that our wonderful, vigorous, intelligent, all-powerful mayor has led a renaissance of our downtown, the owners of the downtown property are arguing that, in fact, they're barely hanging on. That in the aftermath of 9/11, they can't fill all the units they have to rent, that vacancy is rising, that their security costs are rising, that their insurance costs are rising, that the cost of heating and gas is rising, and so that their expenses are going up and their income is remaining at best flat. And so they're really, as I put it, it wasn't Berrios, it was me, white elephants. And so please lower our assessment so we pay less in taxes. So yes, they're completely contradictory messages. If you care, if you want to know, you have to take the time to understand how our system works. If you don't want to know, if you just want to send in your bill and watch the Bears, then go ahead and do that. You have a choice too. You can be as dumb as you want to be. And so I'm just merely in these articles trying to point out to people how our system works.
Well, presumably, if they're listening to this, they're a little smarter and not as dumb.
We're doing it. Right.
Okay, well, we'll have to leave it there. This is Dave Gloetz. I've been speaking with the Chicago Reader's Ben Jarofsky about the rest of the story. Check back at MrRadio.org for further installments. Thanks for listening.